Hello, everyone. My name is Ace Morgan. Welcome to Move Better, Feel Great, a podcast for transgender, non-binary communities. As a trans man working in the fitness industry since 2005, I know the importance of support. This podcast is about building community where trans and non-binary people can connect, heal, and collectively design new spaces to thrive. Join me by tuning in to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan, and let's light up the world with our tremendous power to love, reflect, and heal. Allies, welcome. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan. We've got some great 7 tips of fitness here for March 2024. Hopefully your year is off to a good start so far. It's been pretty good over here in the East Bay. So let's get right into these 7 tips of fitness. We're going to go fitness tip number 1, and that is going to be check out my amazing classes that I do every single week online on Zoom. They are amazing, and it's actually 4 years to this date, as I'm recording this right now, when I started doing these classes back in the beginning of the pandemic. And so I have to say, I got so many people that have been with me literally since the beginning of these classes, and they're still with me. I have my aunt who's 74. She shows up every single week. I've got people all over that just come and will work out every single week. We've got the Monday class, and that's core. And then we got 24 minutes of cardio. We do more core. Equipment is optional on that one. We do stretch and meditate for 3 minutes. That's Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And then we've got Wednesday. It's a chest and back. Bands and dumbbells you do need for this workout. It is a resistance workout. And then we do some more core work, hit the ground, and we stretch and meditate for 3 minutes. And that's 9 a.m. Pacific on Wednesdays. And then we've got Friday, also 9 a.m. Pacific. And this is a great class. Wow, people really feel this one. It is the Friday class, 9 a.m. We've got legs, shoulders, arms, core. You do need bands and dumbbells. And we, of course, stretch and meditate at the end of every single class. You will not be disappointed. You're going to get so much out of these. And if you can't make it to the class, you can buy the recordings. I have a list of people at the end of class I send them to. So you can always get the workout. And if you can't make these time spots, right? So go to acemorganfitness.com. You'll see the links to join the classes. And you'll be on your way. So check out my classes. Fitness tip number 1. You won't be disappointed. Fitness tip number 2. How do you feel about the mirrors in the gym when you're working out? This can be a situation I find with people where maybe they're feeling maybe a bit intimidated, or they struggle with, you know, having mirrors around them when they're training. You know, I think it is a great way to, you know, sort of face yourself literally, and then also looking at your form and making sure your body's moving correctly. But I just love to hear what people think about this one, and you know, just how do the mirrors affect you in the gym? Some people, again, you know, they're like, hey, can we train over here? I rather not, you know, look at myself in the mirror. You know, the mirrors can be very intimidating for some of us. Again, I think it's a good tool for just, you know, making sure we're aligned well, your body mechanics are doing the proper things, alignment. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's seeing yourself in motion, right? Seeing yourself, it can inspire you to work harder. It can inspire you to, again, just make sure the form is correct. That is an area I find that people really have a hard time with, and, you know, making sure their form is correct. So this is just one I want you to think about when you're in the gym, or maybe you have a mirror at the house you're training in front of. You know, what's happening in your mind and body? Does it inspire you? Does it make you train harder? You know, also if you're in the gym, they're handy if just as you can see what's happening around you, I find too, in the gym. So that's fitness tip number 2. Just take note of what you're looking at, what you're thinking about when you're training in front of the mirrors in the gym. Fitness tip number 3, I can't say this one enough, and I know I've done this fitness tip more than once in these podcasts over the last couple of years I've been doing this, and that is food log. Do a food log. It doesn't have to be for long. It's just a great way to get out of vagueness on what you're eating. You know, if we track it, we see results. This is true with money. It's true with a workout log, a time log. You know, sometimes since I don't have somebody telling me what to do and when to clock in, and I do a time chart sometimes throughout the days where maybe I need to get some admin work in, and I just log my time. you know, sort of scheduling what I need to get done in a day. And so this is, again, a great way to see, am I getting enough protein? Or am I getting enough water? Am I getting enough carbs? We do need these, all of these things, especially if you're training. When I find most people, when they start training, their nutrition, you know, they're not usually getting enough. They're not getting enough calories. Nutrition, we know, is fuel for the brain. It feeds the muscles. It's hydrating. It's cleaning us out. We also know when we're eating a well-balanced diet, we're limiting so many things like heart disease, diabetes. The list goes on when we're really paying attention to what we're eating. We know when we eat well, our immune system is better. We know when we eat well, it helps us live longer. It's a very touchy subject. It can really activate people. If people have past histories with eating issues, it can be a real issue for a lot of people. So I want to be really sensitive to that. But I just really need to also stress the importance of, that it's, really feeds the muscle. We will have less fatigue if we're getting enough calories. We're going to be more alert. And the fuel for the brain is probably one of the biggest pieces that people forget about. We know if we're getting enough fiber, if we're getting enough protein and fats, that's always important. And again, when you're charting it in these little amazing food logs that you can just do on your phone, it's just a great way. You don't have to do it forever, but I think it's a good habit to get into maybe every few months, for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, 90 days, just to sort of get yourself back aligned. Maybe you're stuck in a rut. Maybe you're not getting the results you want. And of course, I always say pay attention to the processed foods. We do not, shop on the outside of the grocery store, not in the center where we have, I've said this many times, another broken record, just really think about the shelf life. What am I eating? How long does it, if it's an apple or carrot, the shelf life isn't very long. We know it's going to be fresh. We know it's just an apple. We know it's just a carrot. But when we open boxes of things or frozen food, sometimes it's heavily sodium, lots of sodium, heavily processed, things like that. You just don't know what you're eating. A lot of the times you can't even read what's inside of these things. So, and we know that, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've been doing this work since 2005. And there also there's not a one size fits all when it comes to eating, because some of us are really active. Like some of us might, be moving our bodies in the work that we do a little bit more than somebody that has to sort of stand at a desk, sit at a desk. You're going to be at a different calorie. You're not going to need as many calories, right? If you're not moving as much. That's something to really think about. If you haven't done a lot in a day or moved very much, that's a great way to just be, you might not need a lot of calories that day, but if you're maybe active, training, maybe hiking, every day you're really putting in like 20 minutes to an hour of training, that's something to really think about your calorie count. Am I getting enough of these things? So, and it's a full-time job to manage. This is something that I think every client, including myself, if I could hire a chef to just live here in my house and cook for me, that would be amazing. It would be one of the things I think that would be the most helpful. I always say get in that bulk cooking, cook up a bunch of food and have it ready to grab. Keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Get cook a bunch of chicken, cook a bunch of tofu, whatever. If you're veggie, vegan, get these things just ready to go so that you can just grab it and eat it. A handful of lettuce, maybe some corn tortillas, and just things you could just grab and cook quickly so that you can just get it in and not have to overthink it and just pull it out of the fridge, right? So yeah, this is an area that just think about, get that food log going, maybe give it a try for 90 days. That's a great way to just sort of see how you're doing in 90 days. You can get a lot done, that's for sure. So start logging that food. Fitness tip number 3. Fitness tip number 4, schedule your workouts. I always say we all have 20 minutes at least a day, and just start prioritizing it. And, most people's excuse or barrier for getting in any kind of workout, I find, is time. They just don't have enough. They work full time. Maybe they have kids. Maybe they're, just a busy life, busy schedule, travel for work. But really just try and prioritize it. And it's, I always say 20 minutes, if you're productive in that workout, you're going to get it in and get it done. It's better than nothing. And usually in that 20 minutes, you're like, wow, I think I can actually do another 5 or 10 minutes. But just schedule it, put it in your schedule and prioritize it. You know, make sure that you're putting yourself first. It is very important to get this in. You will not regret it. I don't think I've ever had a client say they regret the training that we did in a session. They always feel better afterwards. And I often have to remind myself of that too. I always feel better. Even if I'm not feeling terrible before I train, I always feel better. So schedule that workout. Get it in at least 20 minutes. You will not regret it. Fitness tip number 4. All right. Fitness tip number 5. Quiet the inner critic. Woo, this is a tough one. This I find really to be a spiritual practice, a daily practice. I find it usually starts with gratitude. That simple, you know, just what am I grateful for? It can really turn the beat around. Take note when it comes up, that inner critic for you. When is it popping up? Is it around certain things? Is it around, you know, something you're doing? And maybe you know, it's at a work environment. Maybe it's at the gym. Maybe you're comparing yourself, things like that. I do think it's important to look at it and not run from it. You know, sort of, you know, it's like facing a fear, you know, once we kind of lean into it or do the thing in quotes, whatever that thing is, it's usually less scary than, you know, the same with looking at the inner critic. It's like, if I, you know, talk to it, tell it, you know, hey, that's not working for me anymore or whatever, whatever's popping up. It really, really can turn the beat around. I do like to identify where it comes from. And remember, you know, I'm almost 54 years old. I'll be 54 this year. And that's many years of undoing certain ways of thinking. I know that it does not happen overnight. That's why I call it a spiritual practice. I feel like when things are a spiritual practice, that means it's a daily practice. It's something I'm incorporating in my routine throughout the days, throughout the evenings, throughout the nights, the weeks, whatever it is, and not ignoring it. It's like a, you know, also kind of like a fitness goal. We know that, you know, maybe you have goals at the gym, maybe it's gaining muscle, flexibility, whatever that is, your goals are. We know that those don't happen overnight either. It's a daily practice. It's something we have to work on every single day. And that might sound like a lot, but you're worth it and you won't regret it. That's for sure. So look at that, quiet that inner critic, that saboteur maybe on your shoulder telling you things, that inner critic, right? So that is going to be fitness tip number 5. Fitness tip number 6, how is your sleep? This is an area that I've really started prioritizing, I think, over the last year when I had this really bizarre incident that happened back in April last year. It was a situation with my heart that I had to figure out what was going on. And I just started really prioritizing different things, you know, sleep, getting rest, quieting anxiety down, all these different things. Just letting things go, or like that's really helped me get more sleep. And maybe at night you're like, oh, I have to get this done, or I have to wrap that up, or get this. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to actually prioritize getting to sleep. Maybe I'll do the dishes in the morning. Maybe I'll fold the laundry in the morning. Maybe I'll just leave it in the dryer and deal with it tomorrow. It's late. I've put in a full day. It's time to go to bed. I always say it's just as important as the workout. When people show up to a training session, they're really tired. Maybe they haven't worked. Maybe they haven't slept very well for a day or 2 days. It really does affect the workout. They're still coming in. They're showing up, but they're not getting the workout they could if they were probably more rested. So, just how's your sleep environment? Your sleep environment, wow, this really affects you. You know, maybe you're sleeping with somebody that snores. That's huge. That's so hard. You know, maybe you're sleeping in bed with somebody that wakes up a lot, moves around a lot. That can really affect your sleep and be so disruptive. There's been so many studies that when we get that environment tight, when we sleep, our sleep environment, we rest better, we sleep better. Maybe there's dust in the room, really vacuum and dust, change your sheets more regular. Is the environment cool? I know I sleep better in a cool environment. I think there's studies over and over that prove this, that this is a true thing. Maybe air the bedroom out, get some fresh air in there. That is real. Get some air flowing in there, open up the windows regularly. And just avoiding the late night snacking. That is huge too. Let the body rest, maybe, you know, at least 2 or 3 hours before bed. And same with the electronics. This is something that I've been trying to do for quite some time, and it is not easy. At least a couple hours before bed, just turning off everything that's so stimulating, right? Sleeping consistent is really difficult for so many of us. But this, the consistency of going to sleep and waking up at the same time, there's a lot of studies that really prove that, that this is such a good thing for you. So, thinking about that and going to bed more consistently, not, going to bed at all different hours and super late and sleeping in late. I really feel like I'm barely even touching on this topic. There's just so much information on sleep today. I highly advise just Googling it, which can be a little bit overwhelming, but you'll see. It is. There's so much stuff out there. You will be amazed when you're sleeping better and just feeling, you'll feel more rested. You'll be able to have more energy for everything. So think about that sleep, get into bed earlier and wake up at times more consistently. That's going to be fitness tip number 6. All right. This is a fun one. Fitness tip number 7. It's a book light. Yes. This is something I've been bringing back, and we all used to have these back in the day, maybe 20 years ago. I was thinking about how long we've had our cell phones. Maybe it's 15, not 20 years ago. And I feel like, you know, the before the number one distractor, which is our cell phones, entered our lives, smartphones, not so smart, for the mind and body, right? So, I'm going to rename it something. I don't know what, but, it doesn't feel smart. So I got to figure out it's distracting. It's the distracting thing. I started reading with an actual little book light, in real books again. And I just can't stress. I know this is old news. It's something, you know, that's been around forever, but I'm bringing it back, and they have some great ones that have, you know, light that's not super bright light. It's like nice orange, calm light and things like that. But I have to say it has been I'm sleeping better. It's less stimulating than looking at the phone. I'm falling asleep much faster. That's for sure. I'm going to say this is the best $15 that I've spent in a while. So taking it back to the olden days with the good old book light. That's going to be fitness tip number 7. Add that to your sleep routine and you won't regret it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the 7 tips of fitness for March. Thank you so much for listening to Move Better, Feel Great with Ace Morgan. You can find me on Instagram at Ace Morgan Fitness, and my website is acemorganfitness.com. Here you're going to find some great videos I have for sale. I also have some pre and post-op top surgery videos and a bunch of other videos ready to go that you can just buy and work out any day of the week. And you could also find the links to the 3 classes that I do every single week. We got that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Please subscribe to this podcast and tell a friend about it. Take care, everybody, and be well. Never give up.